Seriously. Adam Fresco is convinced that it is what saved his wife Stacey's life. I spoke to them both about what happened to her.
I feel like I've been hit by a bus several times, but I think my inspirations are get up and my A-type personality is making me exercise and do all the things that I need to do, but it's hard work.
Okay, well, tell us, take us back, because you're back home.
I am.
But you, I think probably, whether you were aware of it or not, your family didn't expect you to be back home, did they?
No, actually, I was only aware of this when I got home last Thursday. Even when I woke up in ICU, I just had no idea what had happened. I think it's just been a massive shock to realise that actually the hospital had called time on me. I think for Adam and the girls, it must have been beyond horrific.
I know Adam's beside you. Adam, did you think Stacey was going to die?
Well, on what the doctor said, undoubtedly, when you get asked by a doctor how quickly can you get here, when the hospital's on lockdown, you know it's not going to be good news. So I went there on my own, asked if Stacey was stable, and the amazing doctor, who I only know as Dave, said, I'm afraid not, it's critical. And the upshot of the conversation was, you better call the kids to come and say goodbye, which I did. I told them we had a chance to visit Mum. And when they got there, I told them the truth. And before we went into ICU to say goodbye to Stacey, I said to the doctor, is there anything weird or wacky, anything that's working abroad that you could do? And yeah, an impossible question to answer. We went in, we put on all the PPE, all said goodbye. The kids brought their Mother's Day cards, which they read to her whilst sobbing. And when we left and we're back in the waiting room, Dr. Dave came in and said, look, there is one last thing we can try. He explained what proning was, where you turn the patient onto their stomach for about 12, 15 hours, and it should promote oxygen flow, blood flow, and improve the lungs. But he warned that because Stacey's heart wasn't working properly, as well as her lungs and her kidneys, that it would probably kill her. The pressure on the heart would be fatal. And I remember saying to him, look, but she's going to die anyway. And he said, yes. So the three of us decided there was nothing really to lose. We had to give it a shot. And he said, wait around, because basically if it goes wrong, it will go wrong very quickly. And after an hour, we left to go home. And he said, if there's bad news, we'll call you. The phone didn't ring that night. I was staring at it all night. And then they didn't ring the next night. And then on Tuesday night, a lovely nurse called Abby rang and started off with, your wife is a remarkable lady. And she said, whilst we're not out the woods, for the first time, we can be slightly optimistic.
What do you remember of it, Stacey?
I don't remember any of that at all. But I do remember them telling me that Adam and the girls loved me and I needed to fight. And they kept putting the picture on my bed and saying, do you recognise this? Who is this person? And I have to say, there is not one single person in that hospital that did not touch my life in such a positive way.
And you both think that the critical thing that made the difference was the hospital turning you onto your stomach?
I definitely do. One of the doctors told me at one point that Stacey was the sickest person in the hospital. And the doctor, Dr. Dave, was, you know, as adamant as anyone can be that Stacey was going to die. And if they hadn't have done this, I'm convinced that she would have done.
I think that's fair to say.
And I think you're talking about it, I think, to try to drum up some support for them. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, this is my whole reason for doing it. Firstly, to thank every single person that came into contact with me. I'd like anybody that would like to donate to Whips Cross or to the NHS, if they could go to the Just Giving page. Anything that we can do to make their lives easier in any way, I would like to be able to help with that.
Stacey and Adam Fresco talking to me this morning.